foremost تعلق and love of the nafs is what? Nafs has loved the body. There is no nothing more dearer than the body for the nafs. Why nafs loves the body so much? Can anybody answer? Why would nafs loves the body so much? Body does looks so in value. I mean, with no value, not so much value for the body.
It will present it's the apparent thing for the ruh.
Ahsan, ahsan, daqiqan. Daqiqan. If there was no body, how could nafs make a display of itself? Nafs and the body, example of it, is like electricity and this lamps. If there is no lamp, how can you see the manifestation of electricity? So in fact, the manifestation of ruh is in the body. When I'm talking, I'm moving my hands up and down, the movements I'm making, all everything is because that I have this body. So this is why the nafs loves the body. And they say in higher universes, you have said that briefly in the past, there are other types of nikah. Nikah, the material type of nikah is what we know here, people marry. There are other nikah, there are nikahul asma, that means asma. There are nikah of asma. But remember, I have said, we have to drop the default meaning that we have. When it comes to this type of studies, the words have got different meanings. When you say arz, it's not the same thing. When you say sama, it's not the same thing. When you say marriage or nikah, it's not the same thing. Because immediately you say, what is nikah asma? That means one ism of Allah is male, one name of Allah is female. No, it's not like that. That's a different way. It's a different notion. But the one of the higher levels of nikah is between ruh and body. That nikah is so closely associated, no one can detach it from it. Until, because of harakat al-johari, body reaches to a status which can no more exist. So that's when the person dies. So this level of love is one of those. In fact, Umnur, when I listened to one of Shirazi, he's marhum, yeah? Marhum Shirazi's tapes today in Arabic, but I could understand that much that he was talking about the alaqa of ruh to the body after the death even. That it comes to the grave because of the body. Because of so much of a bond is made between ruh and body. So, that is why this ruh loves the body. Because of that love, I was explaining, because of that love, the first priority of the ruh is keeping the body alive.
Does the body love the ruh?
Ruh loves the body. Yeah. Because of that love, again, remember, when we say love, it do not immediately fall on those default meaning. Love here has got its that very strong. Ashaddu hubban. Ashaddu hubban between the body and the ruh here makes for ruh the foremost and most priority keeping the body safe. Because if he loses it, he cannot have any display in this material presence anymore. Then it goes to barzakh and it's a different story. Body, ruh wants to keep this body so that it can show itself all the and make a display and manifestation of itself through all the senses and body parts. So that also leads to this another fact. That leads to this fact. The moment we eat food, nafs becomes mashful and busy with managing the body through the brain. Because what happens? Nafs, through the brain, monitor the whole body, sends all those commands. By which you all know in biology, all those things that you know in biology, that the digestion system start to work, and so many thousands or probably hundreds of thousands of commands being sent from the brain to the body parts to digest the food that in fact is keeping the nafs busy, because it is the nafs who is commanding, who is holding over the brain. Because brain itself, it doesn't work. Though you read in the biology, it is brain. But if it was brain, why when the soul separates from the body and we die, the same brain does not do any of those commands anymore? Because It is the work of nafs. And because of this fact, nafs become busy. The more we eat, the more the nafs is busy. And you all refer to your own experiences. Then we eat, and then we go to a class, and then when you study. See how everyone is starting to doze off. Yeah, go like this. Even if you have slept good enough. Or when you do that and you go, after food, you go and start salat, you say, Allah Akbar. Okay, I mean, that salat, we all have experience that is so different from when we are hungry and when we are, like, let's say it's in Ramadan and before starting the iftari, we start with salat. We feel it, that there is more a sense in us. What is that? Why is that? Why all those things come? Because nafs, when it is no more busy with the body, because one side of it is managing the body, digesting. That's one. The other side, if you remember, look, when you go outside, when you're looking at things outside, your nafs is busy all the time. Because, as I said, eye is not working for itself. Eye is a soldier of another commander. Your ears, when you're listening, your nafs is busy. When you're touching, the nafs is becoming busy. So all of these, eating and using all the five senses, is keeping the nafs at most busy thing that it can be. Once you can free the nafs from these, we have kept some hunger, let's say 10 hours of not eating, we have kept, as per those imsakat, I just named it, imsakul lasan anil fuzul al kalam, imsan al basar anil mubahat, let alone haram. Imsak al-sam and al-lagh, and that is also refers to mubahat. Only b'qadr al-zarura. All of these commands keep the nafs free, gradually free of the nafs. What does that do? Once nafs can become free from all the time watching outside, can return to it down inside. When now you have freed the nafs from watching all the time what is happening in the body, what is happening outside, what is happening here, driving, not hitting this car, not hitting that car, my business, what about my price of my fish, about my shop, all of these things are keeping the nafs busy. If we are able with a regime means a diet, for it's not only for eating, even regime, the diet of the life itself can gradually bring nafs in a state of more peace and more freedom and more being in a state of free, then gradually nafs gets the time and chance to go inside, because the whole thing is inside. We give so much work to the nafs, it doesn't get any time to look at inside. Once the nafs gets the chance to go inside, then the lisan or batin starts to talk. Why we have so much been recommended to keep silent? Sorry? Lisan al-batin. Lisan al-batin starts to talk. There are ahadith which I can't remember by memory, but I remember the meanings of them, which when people keep silent, that's a type of ibadah. As I said in Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Hazrat Maryam how to eat, but ask her to keep quiet and silent for some time. That silence of Hazrat Maryam made Hazrat Isa alayhi salam to be able to talk in the cradle. So that these things, these are called istihsanatul aqli. When you look at them, you will see they have got some relationship, some relevance to each other. So when we are all trying and hoping by keeping the nafs free and keeping silence, that silence start to make fountains of hikmat and wisdom to start from the heart. Why I don't have it after 55 years of age? Because I have been talking all the time. I'm keeping my... No, I'm not making any humbleness here. Anyone who refers of my age, of course, all of you almost are younger than me, that do not see and view that fountain of wisdom and hikmat in you, is not coming in your heart, because it says, hadith says, it comes from heart to lisan, to the tongue. And that those ahadith also refer to ikhlas as well. There are ahadith for ikhlas. وَمَنْ أَرْبَى وَمَنْ سَبَّهَ و من اخلص 40 صباحا لله سبحانه و تعالی something with those on the person who can be خالص and purifies his اعمال 40 days for Allah سبحانه و تعالی fountains of wisdom opens from his heart to his tongue. And when if you do that, that ikhlas, one of the things that ikhlas does, that means what is ikhlas? Sincerity, purification. That ikhlas makes us talk only what is necessary. Because if you only talk for because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what remains to talk about? 90% of the things we say is deleted. Immediately is gone if we talk about only for the sake of Allah. So with ikhlas. So once that happens, that hikmat and wisdom comes to the tongue. So we have, all these are about keeping the nafs free from takassurat, from diversities of the life, be it from the body, what body is, or be it from the engagement from other aspects of life, unnecessarily, that does not allow the batin to come out. So, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strengths. These are not, I tell you, they are, we call it in Farsi, sahlu mumtane. Sahlan mumtane means easy and impossible. There are certain things they are called easy and impossible. That means, it's so easy. You just don't talk unnecessarily. But when it comes to this, when you go to the field, you see you have spoken hours, and then you just realize that, oh, I was not supposed to talk. So, wait, I finish. So, inshallah, you have to go and on this line and try and practice it, all along practice it. And all of this practice takes one important thing. One important thing which I said it in Saturday morning, I think last week or the week before. It was, we need to gain, first thing we need to gain is yaghze, awakeness. We need to be awakened, we're all asleep. And I said, I was reading, whenever I said, I'm quoting from others, from those people when I quoted from, how to attain and gain yaghze. One was tadabbur fil Qur'an. And then that hadith says, if you do tadabbur fil Qur'an, still you do not get awakeness, you do not become awake from the deep sleep, there is something wrong. And that something wrong was, we were told about it. That is, it is in Qur'an, I guess, if I must have it somewhere. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ أَلَا قُلُوبٌ أَخْفَالُهَا. Have you put seals on your heart? Have you locked your heart? That is, if with tadabbur of Qur'an, means what is tadabbur of Qur'an, Durar? Reading Qur'an and pondering upon the meaning of it. That's tadabbur. If we do tadabbur of Qur'an and still we do not gain that awakening, we do not get up from that sleep, we do not wake up from that sleep, that means that is a sign that there is kufr and lock on the heart. What makes that seal on the heart is when we are too much delving into material life during the daytime when we are working, all our plans are made, are pivoting around how I make best out of this material life. That is when the heart gets sealed. It's another thing for that seal is aimless life. What is aimless life? Because we can be all the Muslims and Mu'mins, we are not talking about non-Mu'mins. All the Mu'mins, they can be either having a religious life while they are living a material life. Or they can be religious and have a material life. These are absolutely two different notions. I mean, what does it mean? That means I do all of the things from the day when I get up, all my effort is how I can make more money. But at the same time, when it comes to salat time, I know I have to do my salat. When it comes to fasting, I know that I have to do so. When it comes to hajj, I also go to hajj. All of these things are there. I do it. That's one way. So that is why when we start our Allah Akbar in salat, all the things come to our... Everything comes to us in salat. In fact, they say if you lose something, start Allah Akbar and say salat, it comes immediately to your mind. You remember that. And that is a reality. And that's one way. But the other way is a life with aim. This is an aimless life that I'm sitting, I've decided to do a little bit of a study. My friends ring me. Oh, say, shall we go for a cup of coffee? Yes. Yes, come on, we go. And by the time I come back to myself, I have spent 3 hours. Nothing. What did I do? had coffee. Yes, we talked about, he spoke about his business, I spoke about my business. And though they are all mubah, there's nothing wrong with them. But that's when the tongue of batin keeps shut up. It doesn't talk. It never talks. So, but the way a life with aim and objective is, I know, for instance, from the morning I know I have to do 1 hour and a half studies of Tawheed. I'm not talking about those other studies. But of course, when it comes to the life of a student, that's part of the life they plan. I have to do 4 hours of, 2 hours of biology, 1 hour of, calculus, and 2 hours of this. But you have, this is what I'm referring to. 1 hour of studies, Tawheed, half an hour Quran, 50 minutes dua, and a sky comes to the earth, I do not change this. That's a life which is aimed life, which objective, and I do not go by wind. I do not go by the wish of my friends. I do not go by the wish of the people who do not have anything at that particular time. They want to come and find somebody to make themselves busy with. So that is the worst offense that one can accept, that sitting and having plan of doing something by one telephone call, the whole thing goes away. That's very, really, very offending. So that is what I said, that there is these things put a seal on the heart. Am ala quluban aqfala. If we do tadabbur of Quran and we do not awaken, we do not wake up from that deep sleep, that we have to find the reason in one of these things I have said. So I spoke too much today. No, only 15 minutes, not too much. But anyway, inshallah, we leave the rest of it for next week. And when we finish this Imsak al-Zahir, inshallah, we talk about Imsak al-Batin, because there are Quwa al-Batin, or faculties, batin and faculties for nafs. We talk about how we have to do abstinence for those faculties. Bar Muhammad, all Muhammad, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.